Hey, welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth. And today we're going to be talking about our favorite video game music.
Video game music.
There are certainly no shortage of options to choose from.
Definitely. And I'm going to start off with, Metroid Prime. Because let's face it, I like the soundtrack of Metroid Prime.
You just like everything about Metroid Prime.
I really do. It's one of my favorite games. But I have
to say,
one of my favorite songs from Metroid Prime is actually the underwater frigate, like the underwater reactor core music.
Really?
When you're in the ship, the crash ship, that's the ship at the beginning.
Oh yeah.
It's such a soothing sound. Like, it's like simple piano music that's got those like runs that go all the way up. It's like very watery, like trickling and everything. It's so soothing, but it's so nice as well. And
that's
one of my favorite songs. That's what's nice about that section of the game, despite all of the frustrations you go through in
water
that
levels
section.
Manage to be the most annoying things in video games.
They really are.
And yet they somehow have the best music, and I don't understand it.
That's what makes it less frustrating than it otherwise would be. Otherwise, I would just, I still kind of hate that section of the game, to be honest, but I like that music. I really don't like the ghost music when the ghosts come in, because that's just a glaring, like, dissonant, in-your-face, terrifying music that I hate to hear it when I walk into a room and...
Oh, I mean, that kind of makes sense if it's a ghost.
Right, but I mean, that doesn't mean I have to enjoy it.
Fair enough.
Enjoy it. But I do like the music from that game. The music for whatever those underground caverns are, Magmoor Caverns.
Yeah.
Except very deep and dramatic.
I don't know if either one of us can hit that right now.
Well, it's vocal fry. I don't have it every time. But that's part. Do you have songs that you like from Metroid Prime, just while we're on that topic?
Oh, man. It has been way too long since I played Metroid Prime, so I don't know if I can come up with anything.
Oh, but there's a lot of good music to choose from, to be honest.
I also
really like, as random as it is, some of the music from, like, just Talon Overworld or from the Chozo Ruins. You know, the part that goes... in that, like, high, whistly electronic. It's got that same theme that's also... It's, like, the same theme. It's just it starts slightly differently, and there's, like, slightly different stuff underneath it. But that sort of thing, it's like there's an air of mystery everywhere because you don't really know what's going on. That says open world in front of you, and it's really cool. Yeah. I really like that song.
It's nice when they can use leitmotifs like that.
Definitely. I mean, the whole soundtrack, to be honest, for me, is great. Even like the little missile power-up, when you pick up a missile power-up or an expansion or something like that, there's just this little theme that plays, and it's great. I've made that my ringtone on my phone for a while.
So talking about ringtones, my alarm actually is from one of my favorite game series of all time, and that would be Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts has some of the best video game music I have ever heard.
Really? Is it a lot of like theme stuff still?
The unique thing about Kingdom Hearts is that it's not based in one world, so every individual world has like its own battle theme and its own like overworld theme. Like, so you can be walking around like Disney Castle or something, and there will be one theme that plays. I believe it's actually the Mickey Mouse Club March theme song.
I was going to ask, with all the different characters and worlds, do they have the different themes of like the different characters? Like, they've got Goofy in there. Do they have any themes that relate to Goofy? And they've got... I don't even remember the other characters. Oh, shoot.
Some of the characters do have themes. Most of them are original characters to the series. Like, the main character, Sora, has his own theme that plays, for example, in Kingdom Hearts 2 when he wakes up.
Okay.
It plays. There's another character, Sora's best friend. He has his own theme. Another character that's very, very closely tied to Sora has his own theme. And for sake of spoilers, I won't say who it is.
Okay. Which is fine with me. Is the music comparable, say, like Metroid Prime is entirely electronic music, which works very well for that kind of game. Is this music, is it like classical music? Is it like... for example, the Tetris theme that's entirely electronic as well.
So most of the music in Kingdom Hearts, it varies on the world. I mean, most of it's very orchestral.
Okay.
There are a couple of worlds that have some unique features, like, for example, Deep Jungle, the world based around the world of Tarzan in the first Kingdom Hearts game.
A lot of jungle drums, maybe?
It does have a lot of jungly type sounds, a lot of drum hits like that. Another example on the opposite end of things is the world Space Paranoids in Kingdom Hearts 2, which is based around the 1983 film Tron.
Ooh.
So that one is very electronic.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Oh, it's a great film. But
quick side note, what did you think of Tron Legacy?
I know it gets a lot of hate, but I really enjoyed Tron Legacy.
You know, I'm in the same boat, to be honest. I really liked that one. I like the original Tron, too.
Yeah, and with Daft Punk doing this, the score, oh my goodness, it just makes it so much better.
It really is. A lot of people like to complain about some of the graphics, how it misses the original style, but...
It's the original style plus 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to look different.
It will. Jumping back into the topic we were talking about, one of my favorite silly little themes from music is the Tetris theme. Of all things. Oh, I can't hit it. It's one of those themes that like everybody knows the music to, and it's not even originally written for Tetris. It was originally some other music that is like something Russian, I think.
I believe so, yes.
But they turned that into the Tetris theme, and it's so simple.
And it works.
But it's amazing, though. Have you ever heard those, like, I think Black MIDI versions of the Tetris theme?
Oh, yeah.
Some of those are really good, but some of them get the key wrong.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple chords where it's supposed to go, and then towards the end, it's, which is supposed to be a, like an E major chord.
Yeah.
And they play it with a G natural.
Oh, no.
It is the weirdest thing, and it's so terrible, and it destroys an otherwise good arrangement of the song.
Although, to be fair, the amount of people who would notice something like that is going to be
true. Pretty
small.
That being said, the people who do notice, I want that to be a G sharp, okay? Oh, man. But yeah, so that Tetris theme is definitely one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Other themes that I like in video games, I'm trying to think. Kind of a random theme, but the menu from just the Wii. That very simple, like, almost like xylophone synthesizer theme. No, that's the...
That's the character creator.
Right, which, I mean, is also very simplistic, but it's a cool theme. But just the main menu itself is... You like those like bubbly?
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was a terrible rendition of it. I apologize.
But I know what you're talking about.
Right, like, that's something that's very simple. Even, I think, Wii Sports Resort has some good music in it.
It's so happy.
It is, though. I really enjoy
it. And
it
just makes you have fun playing the game. It makes your gameplay that much more enjoyable.
Except for when you get to the very, quote-unquote, scary levels, like when you're playing the swordplay stuff.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
I've never beaten all of the sword levels in Wii Sports Resort.
I actually did. I've actually made it through all of, like, the showdown levels.
Wow.
It took a very long time, and
you had
to get good at it, and you had to have a lot of patience, but the music was good.
Patience helps a lot.
Indeed.
So I think one of my other favorite video game themes, I mean, the Halo series has a lot of fantastic music.
Agreed. I really like the Halo series main theme for sure. I'm not actually familiar with a lot of the other music,
which is sad. Halo 3 in particular has some of the best music I've ever heard in a video game. It's so iconic.
It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like the music in the Halo theme. Another one of the games that I really like that I know a little bit more about is Lego Star Wars.
Oh,
of all things.
Yep. Well, because they use all of John Williams' original scores from the original movies.
Right, but like Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga, it's such a goofy little video game. I think I had it on the Wii, so you get all the motion controls and everything. But as soon as like a villain comes up, and you don't even see the villain, you'll start hearing this action music. And then as soon as you've killed all the villains or burst them into Lego bricks like you do, the music goes back to the super simplistic, whatever the theme is of the world or something like that. And you can always tell when there's a bad guy around. Or if you see them and they don't see you, you can tell right when they notice you.
Yep.
Because the music will suddenly power in and then it'll just fade away when you defeat them all.
Yep.
Another game that actually has some interesting music is Lego Galador. I don't know if you're familiar with that game.
I think we talked about Lego Galador on a previous episode.
We must have. I honestly don't remember, even though it was kind of recent. But that's got some pretty good music as well. It's, you know, it's in the Galador style, so some of it's electronic. It's honestly, it's not as memorable as you might think, but I enjoy the music. Like, as stuff is going on, like, you see a panning shot of going up a tower that you're supposed to climb. You just hear this intense music start coming in. And you can tell that there's a bunch of tension, as you do in video games. And otherwise, you're just kind of running around. It's very simplistic music. There's different music for the different worlds and whatnot, but I actually really like that music.
Oh, for sure.
It's kind of random to like.
Man, can you imagine playing some of these, like, climactic moments from video games without the background orchestral score?
I've done it sometimes, though. Jumping way back to Metroid Prime, there are sometimes I'll play the game just without even using any of my headphones or anything.
Oh,
I'll just be playing it. I'll be listening to music that's something else. And it kind of destroys part of the game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you've played through it like 50 times, you already know what's going on.
Oh, for sure.
So, but
see,
the music is good.
I can't do that with Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, you have to listen to the music?
The music is just so good.
Oh, I need to play that game just to experience the music.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
One of my favorite themes in all of Kingdom Hearts is the theme for the world called Traverse Town.
Traverse Town.
It's this very, very jazzy, happy theme. Yeah, it's just this happy little jazzy number that plays when you're walking throughout Traverse Town. And it's I believe it's a piano and maybe a clarinet. I'm not super familiar with my instruments, but it just goes da 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 no so on and so on.
Right. Can we take a quick moment just to talk about the different styles that show up in all these video games?
Oh, for sure.
Like when you're playing, for example, Paper Mario, but it happens in a lot of other games, when you're walking through a town, it's always this super simplistic, but ever so slightly like bubbly feel to it.
Yeah.
Like the music has a little bit of a jive to it, but it's still super simple. Whenever you're out in the jungle or like playing, for example, Lego Racers 2, if you're on Dino Island in the jungle, there's a whole bunch of drums and there's like xylophone and things like that. And then when you're in space, there's always this weird like ethereal music going on, you know, like different spots in each of the different games. There's always a similar style, it seems,
in the
unique spots.
Well, it's amazing how much music can make a mood or a moment or an atmosphere. It's all a part of world building. I think it's one thing that video games can do that not a lot of other forms of media can.
Right. And so, I mean, you get to those spots where you're wandering out and you're in the middle of a desert. And you can already imagine the kind of music that you'll hear in the middle of a desert. There's going to be a lot of howling winds and things like that just built into the music. And it's effective because then you can tell for sure that you're still in the desert.
Yeah.
And then you're wandering through and you get to the forest. And the forest is going to have chirpy bird sounds built into the music and things like that. It's going to be bubbly. And I mean, you get to the underwater levels, like, for example, Mario games, which I haven't even touched on that yet. I love the music from Mario. It's super simple.
Mario is fantastic. And it's so happy.
It's only in three parts for the most part. Like, you've got your top part, your bottom part, and your little bass line. And it's, you know, it's simple harmony. There's a melody line. And it's happy.
And yet it works so well.
It works perfectly. You know, but the Mario music is great. Like the underwater theme is very, you know, bum 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 ba-da-ba-da-ba-dum, ba-da-da-dum. Or the theme that everybody loves to quote from the Mario games.
The amount of frustration I've gotten from that theme.
Are you on the receiving end of that usually?
I'm usually on the receiving end of that in Mario Kart, or I've just fallen off a cliff while I'm invincible in the regular Mario platformers.
That tends to happen.
Yeah, it happens more often than I like.
Yeah, but the music from that game is great. And from all of the Mario games, to be honest.
Yeah.
But once again, in the Mario games, if you're underwater, you've got that smooth, subtle theme. Like even in Metroid Prime, when you're underwater, you've got those watery sounds. And it sounds like you're underwater. And then you'll be wandering around in the jungle somewhere. And it sounds like you're in the jungle. And you'll be a bunch of other places. I mean, even going underground in the Mario theme or Mario game, the theme is cool. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I was going to play that on saxophone for contest.
Ooh.
Way back in high school, I was going to get a couple other guys and we were going to play through a little medley of like the Mario themes because you can do all these themes with just three saxophones.
Oh, yeah.
But the other guys didn't have time, which is just a shame because it would have been great. I would have enjoyed such a thing. Are there any other games that you can think of that have a great soundtrack? Or a very, I guess, characteristic soundtrack.
Oh, man. Well, one of the most iconic soundtrack or
is clearly
songs.
Guitar Hero. Different kind of
soundtrack. Oh, the amount of trouble Guitar Hero has gotten in over the years by using people's songs.
Yeah.
But actually, no, the one I was thinking of was the main theme from Skyrim.
Ooh,
because you
agreed.
Say that and everyone knows what you're talking about.
Right. That's one of those games where you're wandering around by yourself doing really nothing except for side quests for the most part. I mean, there's a main quest in the game somewhere, but you do a lot of side quests.
Yeah, nobody cares about the main story of Skyrim.
What's the point of the main story to level up to do all the side quests? Or is it the other way around? Probably the other way around, but there's always a mountain in your way. And so there's always a lot of wandering around and, you know, maybe being lost, depending on how I play the game.
Yeah, I'm usually lost in Skyrim too.
But just listening to the music. And so they've got to have some engaging music at least.
Oh, yeah.
Quick, another thing that reminded me of, have you ever played Dark Souls?
Yes, it's been a long time again, I played Dark Souls once upon a time.
So the soundtrack from Dark Souls 3 is really, it's really good, kind of dark because the whole game is kind of dark. Dark Souls. No, but my favorite song from the Dark Souls 3 soundtrack is the Dancer of the Boreal Valley.
Ooh, what a name.
I know, but it's such an interesting boss fight. To listen to just the soundtrack itself, you don't even really... The soundtrack itself is great. Like, that song is just awesome with, like, the high strings and everything. But what really makes it in the game is that the dancer herself, who you're fighting at this point, has these footsteps that are basically in time with the beat.
Oh.
And they ring out in, like, this huge, like, I guess, concert hall or whatever this...
Wow.
Whatever this huge, like, cathedral-type building is. And so every footstep is just pow, 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 just, like, with the music. And then what makes it such a difficult boss fight is that the way the dancer fights, you have a very hard time counteracting her moves because of the way that she moves, because she's a dancer.
I mean, I would imagine,
there's a whole
great
game theory episode about how the dancer has all these off-tempo moves and things that if you were trying to counter normally, you'd end up a count and a half behind because she's already attacked you or you swung too early or something like that. But the music itself, like, I still listen to that song because it's just a great song.
Oh, man. It's great when you can match form and content like that.
It's so great. And that's one of the things that, well, to bring it back, that Mario does so well, that Metroid Prime does so well, that even Lego Star Wars.
Honestly, Legend of Zelda.
That's one
we haven't even talked about.
Oh, man. Why did we not talk about Zelda?
I don't know.
Can we just spend a whole episode just talking about Zelda and Link and have you make all the Link sound effects again?
Maybe in a few episodes.
And here's a taste of a Link sound effect from
Zelda.
Perfect. All right. Unfortunately, we're running out of time for this episode, so to wrap things up, we're going to go ahead and pick a random key. Seth, what key would you like to sing in?
Let's harmonize in the key of G.
Key of G. Would you go major or minor?
Let's go major for this one.
G major. All right. So you'll go with the tonic, and I'll go with the fifth. All right. So we'll give you a G3, and I'll go with a D4. How does that sound? Ready?
Goodbye.